Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
637 News Radio KDKA. Good morning, Larry, Richard, Marty Griffin off until Monday, the Big K Morning Show. And talking with Marty and his wife, Christine, yesterday, they have three teenagers, two daughters and a son, and dealing with issues like a lot of parents when it comes to one of the three. Now, it's been called, and it's not clinical, I don't think, but it's casual that they call it a triple-demic. So you have the combination of COVID-19, seasonal flu, and RSV. Wanted to get an update, and joining us is Dr. Dave Rodinghouse, who is the president of Physician Network, also chief medical officer of the Butler Health System. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good to be with you today.
And we appreciate you through the course of the pandemic helping keep us up to date on what's going on. Now we're hearing absenteeism at some schools or classrooms around the region could be as high as 50%. What are you hearing? What in your network of physicians is the latest?
Yeah, so we're seeing sort of an uncanny early spike, has been widely disseminated in the news. Certainly of RSV, but we're also seeing a big rise already in what we would term influenza-like illnesses and, specifically seeing influenza A spread very quickly at this point in time. Not as much COVID, as we have seen in the past. The transmission rates of COVID and the number of cases of COVID don't seem to be rising nearly as fast as influenza A and RSV, but these are viruses that were relatively suppressed and not at these numbers the past couple of years. And, believe it was only a matter of time till RSV was really actively spreading again. And, flu is always going to come back around given its seasonality. But some of that's been disrupted and we're just seeing these viruses come, faster and earlier this year.
And Doc, for those that don't know, RSV's always been around, right? For as long as mankind can remember.
Absolutely. Pediatricians would tell you that, RSV is really an unfortunate rite of passage. Everybody's going to get RSV. It's a highly contagious virus. We see it affect mostly young kids and older adults, in terms of how sick it can make people. Unfortunately, in kids, it can make them, sick very fast. But it's something that, every child is going to encounter. Every child's going to get, and we hope for a low degree of illness or just a mild illness, but eventually every kid is going to get exposed to it and get infected with it.
Yeah, and our youngest daughter Emma, I remember she was born on December 6th, and then 3 weeks later on New Year's Eve, we're in Children's Hospital because of RSV. So that was a number of years ago. But why all of a sudden are we hearing about? We didn't seem to hear about RSV very much. Up until fairly recently.
Yeah, and I think there's a number of reasons for that. And, a couple things. One is that usually there's only one possible absolutely dominant virus, especially in a pandemic. So there's a phenomenon called, viral suppression, or really what you would call interference. So, and behind that is that one virus will dominate, especially if it's spreading rapidly. And a novel, new virus like COVID, when it's spreading so quickly from person to person, it sort of outcompetes, other viruses is the thought behind that. But, RSV has always been there. Once you lift, distancing and people are getting together more and, you reduce masking, that sort of thing, daycares open up, schools are fully attended. It was only a matter of time, until this started to spread. So it doesn't mean we've done the wrong thing. It just means that this virus in particular, RSV, and certainly influenza, were waiting in line for their turn. And we had a lot of kids that weren't exposed the past couple of years, and that just means that there's more susceptible individuals out there that haven't had RSV, therefore don't have immunity, and so they're going to pick it up and they're going to get sick.
We're with Dr. Dave Rodinghouse. So here's the big question. I'm sure you get this all the time, Doc, is, okay, how do we know what's what at home? You know, when the first symptoms appear, the sniffles and maybe a fever, and so you have a rapid COVID home test. That's probably the first thing you should do, right, to rule either that a possibility or at least out, and then what?
Yeah, given the availability of home testing, with COVID and those kits being widely available, I agree with you. That would be the first step. The second step is that should be in tandem is don't go out and don't get exposed to other people when you're sick. So I know, absentee rates at schools can be high, and, holding kids back, especially, with working parents and working families, isn't always easy. But to reduce spread of illness and reduce, contagiousness, people should stay home when they're sick. The other testing, that you're referring to, especially for flu and RSV, typically is done in doctor's offices, urgent cares, or in hospitals. It really depends on how sick the individual is. A lot of, older folks, like myself or middle-aged folks, when they get RSV, they don't get that sick. They get typically, cough, cold, congestion. Influenza has a lot of fevers, body aches, certainly a lot of cough. People can get very sick with flu. Some of it depends on how sick an individual is. Certainly touching base with your primary care physician or your pediatrician to get guidance and to help with management of the illness is the right idea. But it's often impossible to tell the difference between these viruses, even COVID, throw COVID in there, because the respiratory viruses, and they cause the same spectrum of symptoms, so they share a lot of similar presentation.
Well, a lot to consider for parents, especially when you have the challenges of having the kids home. We appreciate very important information, Doc. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Larry. Have a great day.
Dr. Dave Rodinghouse, President of the Physicians Network, Chief Medical Officer of the Butler Health System. And we appreciate the update on the Big K Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.